when people brought up in America, and not everybody, but a lot of us were brought up in a religious background, and we hear one thing or another about how to be saved or what the gospel is. And when we read it in the Bible, the pure and simple gospel, that it's just trusting, we hear, well, trusting and being, you know, starting to live better. Trusting that he died for my sins if I go to church, if I give more money, it's simply trusting. It's not praying. It's not walking down an aisle or there's no door on your heart like in that Solomon picture. It's not letting Jesus come into your heart, opening the door from the inside, because there's no doorknob on the outside or anything like that. It's just simply trusting that Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, rose again the third day. But the hard part is saying to yourself, he did it all. Nothing I do is going to make any difference. It's not a matter of doing. It's not a matter of not doing certain things or doing certain rituals or whatever. It's nothing to do with doing. It's got all to do with faith. And let me put a verse up so it's not just me talking. I don't want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to what the Bible says. And I'm looking for my poster right now. Let's see. Romans 4:5. Faith is not a work. Faith is not something you work at, or that is a work that we have to accomplish to get to God. But to him that worketh not, but believeth. You see, they're counterposed. They're opposites, almost. He that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. And that's God's righteousness. Righteousness that we are lacking, that we're condemned for not having that righteousness. But it says here, to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So, now there you go, there's a good verse. Not by works of righteousness. He has to believe, with justified by God and through faith. Believe that God, Christ... It's by the blood of the cross. When Christ was on the cross and died on the cross, he was dying for your sins, your husband's sins, my sins. And that means they're all paid for. They're not hanging over you. Your condemnation is voided. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. He was washed in regeneration and renewed of the Holy Ghost, and that's imputed to us. He shed. And look at the next verse. Let me find that again now. That was Titus 3:5. Okay. There's 5. And the next verse, talking about that regeneration and renewing, which he shed on us. He shed that regeneration and renewing on us. He experienced it, and then he shed it upon us, poured it out upon us, so to speak, in whom we have redemption. Talking to believers now. Colossians is for believers, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And Colossians 1:20 is another good one. I think I can put that up there. Oh, you got it. Great. And having made peace through the blood of his cross. Talking about Jesus Christ having made peace with us. By him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things on earth, in earth, or things in heaven. All those things that were mentioned two verses earlier in verse 18. Reconciled to God by the blood of the cross. And it's by faith in the blood. Romans 3:25, propitiation through faith in the blood. So, I hope that that helps both you and your husband. And so, remember, when it says it's by faith, it doesn't mean by faith too. Okay, it just means by faith. We're saved by trusting that he died for our sins. Trusting is faith. There's three words: faith, believe, and trusting. And they all have basically the same definition. They refer back to each other if you look them up.